Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
It's The Mix, and that's Sam Smith. It's Kaz and Jen. It's 5:08. So we're sitting here the last, 10, 15 minutes or so, just kind of catching up things we did over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I am dying. Dying. The experience that you had with your daughter.
Yeah. So my husband took my youngest daughter out to an event this weekend. And when they came home, she seemed a little hyped up. And I thought it was just, you know, the excitement of going out with daddy on a date. And it was fun. But then she started to freak out. I had tucked her into bed. She came out pacing, going, I feel weird. I don't know what's going on. And I said to my husband, what the heck did she have
that's,
there?
That's concerning stuff.
Do you know what his answer was?
Huh.
A souvenir-sized cup of Mountain Dew. Now, this is a child that has had little to no caffeine to this point in her life. Souvenir-sized Mountain Dew
Let's just jump off the cliff.
Might as well give her a Monster Energy drink or something.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So
I was kind of concerned, but it was so funny once I knew what was going on. I was like, "Hop, this is your problem now. Enjoy."
See, now that's the kind of thing. If I were ever in that situation, I would at least maybe make a call home saying, so
double check.
Here's what I'm thinking. Because that's like the executive decision that you don't want to make without running it past somebody.
Yeah.
Most likely, mom.
Yeah. And the fact that he didn't see an issue with it is slightly alarming. Actually, really alarming. But, you know.
Did she throttle back? Was it okay?
It took a while. I'm not even kidding. It took a long time.
She's having a.
But she was okay the next day, which is
okay,
all that matters.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about it, and I don't know that I've ever been in that situation. We called home, and nothing.
I thought for sure your wife was going to come out with at least four examples of you doing something similar.
Nothing. The closest thing I can think of, and we've talked about this, is when I took my daughter to go see Step Brothers.
Yes.
The Will Ferrell movie.
A little inappropriate for a young child.
That seems to have been swept under the carpet, though. So
yeah.
I came out unscathed.
I'm a little let down, to be honest. I thought you'd have a good story.
But you know, every parent's got to have that story, and I think just being a guy,
yeah.
I think dad's maybe a little bit more guilty in that sense.
Perhaps.
Like, oh, it'll be great. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Until mom gets pulled into it. So if you ever made an executive decision for your kids, or maybe you're an aunt.
Sure.
Or an uncle.
Oh,
to your niece
that
and nephew,
happens.
Or a grandparent.
Mm-hmm.
Grandparents take advantage of that all the time.
Oh, yeah. They pump them full of sugar and send them home.
Here you go. So what's the deal? What's your story? 312-591-6800. Made an executive decision on the kids and it backfired.
Yep.
Give us a call. We'll take some calls, and we will take a look at traffic right now. Here's Jen.
All right. Right now in the Edens, we have 30.